Life Church, can we worship our God in this place today? He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the reason that we celebrate. Amen.
All right, good morning. If everybody, if you have seats next to you, we ask that you kind of, we got a lot of people here today, if you'll kind of squeeze in, get close to the ones you love or don't know, but you may not even know that you love them, but whatever. Just go ahead, if you got some seats near you, just kind of raise your hand. We're going to go ahead and worship the Lord today. Wayne?
Yep. I feel a little sweeter today with these candy canes next to me. Pretty awesome job, huh? Your round of applause to our set designers. I feel like I'm on a giant display at Macy's, though. We can do our best to praise team mannequin pose. It'd be awesome. Are you guys ready to stand up and sing a little Christmas song with us? All right, we got a special day today, you know, and just I think we're really blessed to have as many children as having, you know, I think that's an old expression. If you don't hear crying, church is dying, you know, and that's true in this church. You know, we got a lot of kids, and I think it's awesome that we're that they're going to show us their the light today of Jesus Christ. So let's get our hands clapping.
I can't hear you. Get those hands together. Come on. Are you awake? Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Go! Chelsea's day.
shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
All right, put those hands together.
Bethlehem and see, Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore all bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
First again, I want to hear it really loud.
Angels we have heard on high.
What?
And the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous sounds.
Choose you now.
Together.
just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. We'll praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever.
You may be seated.
All right, believe it or not, we are here at the last Sunday of Advent. Advent means what? Coming. There we go. I saw somebody say it. Everybody, what does Advent mean? Coming. And we celebrate, yes, once again, that Jesus came into the world as a baby. But more importantly, we celebrate and look forward to the time where he returns again and comes. May it be today. And come. One of the prayers of people from long ago, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And so that's what we want to pray. So today we recognize, we've hope, joy, love, and today we recognize and we light the candle of peace. And there's only one that we will light on our Christmas Eve service, and that will be the Christ candle, because all those things come together in Jesus Christ. So let us today light this candle of peace, to recognize that in the world there doesn't seem to be much peace, and Jesus promised that he is the Prince of Peace, and that many people, there will always be wars until he sets up his kingdom on earth. So let's pray right now. Lord God, we just thank you today for you being here with us, for your presence initially so many years ago in a town called Bethlehem. But today, Lord, we ask that in all the turmoil and all the situations of our lives, in the midst of our relationships that seem to be broken, in the midst of our loss of job, in the midst of illness and all kinds of other things, Lord, only you can bring peace to all circumstances. We ask that you do that during this time, for only you and in you, Lord, you are the light of the world that brightens up those dark areas of our lives. And for that, we give you praise in Christ's name. Amen. Please stand and let's sing this song.
Salvation, Word of God, eternal life, praise the Son of God.
us to your kingdom. Rescue us from darkness. Praise the Son of God. Jesus, light of the world, shine on us, shine on us. Word of life, spoken for love. Breathe on us, breathe on us. Light of the world, King Jesus. Darkness will obey your voice. Weakness will in you rejoice. You have bound the broken heart. Praise the Son of God. You have shown your Father's heart, and to us you will impart the holiness of all you are. Praise the Son of God. Jesus, light of the world, shine on us, shine on us. Word of life, spoken for love. Breathe on us, breathe on us. Light of the world, King Jesus. Shine, breathe, lift the way. 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 Breathe on us, breathe on us. Jesus, light of the world, shine on us, shine on us. Word of life, spoken for love. Breathe on us, breathe on us. Light of the world, King
What we do ask is anyone who is all the kids that are going to be in the program, if they can go out at this time, we ask that they do so they can go head out the doors. All right, for the rest of us, we have our time of announcements and prayers, and as the kids go, if you got a seat next to you, just kind of lift up your hand so somebody sees that you got a seat or two. Just keep it up there until somebody fills it, and get close to each other if you need to. All right. Okay, welcome. Welcome today. I hope you're glad to be here and having a good time. We're going to have a really good time today, and our kids are going to be here. It's always a great time to see them do that. And today, a couple announcements that we want to make today. Main ones, mark your calendar. Believe it or not, this week is Christmas and Christmas Eve. So this week on Christmas Eve, we will have our two Christmas Eve services. Our first service will be at 6:30. It's geared for the whole family, so whatever age plan to come. Don't worry about a nursery or anything. We want to have them in here for that time. And that'll be at 6:30. The 8:30 service tonight, on Christmas Eve, will be more solemn, but it'll be a communion service. If you're interested, if you want to come to both, they'll be a little bit different in nature. Please go ahead and come on out for that. You can see there's some other announcements in there. One I do want to mention, last week we had a meeting of our men's group, and then the men's group is meeting on Tuesdays. And so they'll be this Tuesday, correct, right here at 7 p.m. So that's a great option. You have one requirement. You need to be a man. That's why it's called men's group. Okay, but go ahead and come and have a good time. And if you have any information, you can connect with Jake, and his information is in there. The main thing I was asked to talk about today is the Dare to Be event for women. For those of you who were getting upset because I said you had to be a man for the other one, this one you have to be a woman. So we each have our own things, but Dare to Be event for women. Need you to sign up today. Are they out here? Okay, right out here, and that'll be a great, great time to get together, and you can see that information there. Marsha will probably be out in this area, so you can meet her. Raise your hand, Marsha, so people know where you are. There you go. And if you're watching online and you need to connect, just send an email. We'll make sure that Marsha gets connected to that. Angel Tree gifts are due today. If you forgot, shame on you. No, if you forgot, we'll figure it out, but we need to have those today, definitely. And the Paris Foundation is today. How are we? We're good? Awesome. Some great stuff that's going on there. And so we just hope everybody has an incredible time of worship today. Some prayer requests that we need to lift up for Joanna Shea. She asked for Michael England, who is in Christiana Hospital, and need to pull through in the next 48 hours to make it. Pray for his family and his recovery. And Jennifer Lugullo has asked for a prayer for Dylan, a 16-year-old in a residential facility due to anger issues and a suicide attempt. So pray for him and his family. Melissa asked for prayers for her mother, Judy, for healing. Judy's been dealing with a lot with Lyme's disease, so we're going to lift her in your prayers. And, you know, I talk about dedication here, and this is dedication. Rob and Amy, right here, there they are right here. Raise your hand. Rob and Amy, they're praying for a smooth transition in the delivery of a baby boy. She's being induced tonight. This is dedication to church. So if you think you have an excuse for not being here, top that one, okay? That's all I'm saying. But definitely, we will definitely pray for smooth transition into the world and for God's blessing to be upon this little boy who's been blessed by being part of this family. I do want to give an update. I got to see Margie Beauchel. She looks the most fantastic person for having a broken hip and surgery. She looks great. She told me not to worry about her. I got plenty of other people to worry about. That means she knows you guys. But she was great, and so she's going to be in Calvert Manor for a while rehabbing, but she looks beautiful and as always, and just is doing well and appreciates all the prayers and everything that we have here. All right. So again, we hope that you're going to enjoy this time. Right, you are. And we're going to go ahead right now, and I'm going to ask for a prayer over everything, and we're going to receive God's tithe and our offerings. Bow with me with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we just, once again, thank you for the season. It seems so hectic at times, and so many of us get this impression, and we have a little bit of Ebenezer Scrooge in ourselves, where we say, I can't wait, bah humbug, let's get this over with. I got to stand in lines, I got to do this. But God, let us just refocus ourselves right now and recognize the true meaning of Christmas is that you came into this world to save us, to save me. And so for that, Lord, we give you thanks. And throughout the remainder of this time, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you touch all these needs for those who are dealing with depression and struggles. God, be their peace and give them hope in this dark time. For everyone else who is dealing with health issues, God, bring healing to them. For others who are going to have a baby, what a great time of year to celebrate the birth of a child, around the same time of year that we celebrate your birth. And for God, all as we look at this last year, and it seems like it went so quickly, we look back and we look at the many highs, the many lows, the many blessings, the many tragedies. If we just stop and look, we see that your hand was in it all the way, that you brought us to this point where we're here today, and we just thank you so much. And as a portion of giving thanks to you, God, we give back in your tithe and our offerings in a financial means, whether we're watching online and we do it at a click of a mouse, or, Lord, whether we are here today, we ask that you take these gifts because we know so well that the needs in this community are just overwhelming and in the world. And, God, only you can touch these gifts, multiply them, and use them. And so, God, love this cheerful giver as we give back to you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Some children see him lily white. The baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair. Some children see him bronzed and brown. The Lord of heaven to earth come down. Some children see him bronzed and brown, with dark and heavy hair. Some children see him, mom and died. The Savior whom we kneel beside. Some children see him, mom and died. With skin of golden hue. Some children see him dark as they. Sweet Mary's son to whom we pray. Some children see him dark as they, and all they love him too. Children in each different place will see the baby Jesus' face, like theirs but bright with heavenly grace and filled with holy light. Oh, lay aside each earthly thing and as offering, come worship now the infant King. 'Tis love that's born tonight. Oh, lay aside each earthly thing, and with thy heart as offering, come worship now the infant King. 'Tis love that's born
tonight. At this time, we're going to go ahead and have our children come in, and they're going to go ahead and give us a great program, so I hope everybody's really attentive, we may need a seat in here somewhere for Debbie to help them, so I don't know if we can squeeze out here. Debbie, you need a seat up front? Okay, so we need like one seat right in the middle there, Trish, if you could, there's a seat open here on the side, so we'll go there. All right, so here they come.
Where are you going?
Stay with you.
It begins a few hundred years ago in Germany, and you don't believe me, watch.
In the 1570s, a German choir master was preparing his music for Christmas.
My mother makes me sing in the choir.
Where's Mr. Turkey?
Turkey.
Just don't be that kid.
Boys and girls, you're preparing for Christmas. Are you ready? Please stand. Thank you.
sugar sticks. What does sugar sticks to do with Jesus? Christmas is about the celebration of our Savior's birth. I want the children to learn the true meaning of Christmas.
Just you wait and see.
The choir master's wife made her own ball of sugar sticks and bent them into a shepherd's staff, and that made all the difference. In time, the sugar sticks became known as the candy cane shape to represent the shepherd's staff. In Luke 2:8-12, Mary told, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. That will be for all the people today in the town of David. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
The shepherd's staff reminds us of Jesus in another way. Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. We all remember Psalm 23:1-3, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Isaiah 40:11 says, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young."
The Bible tells us that we need the good shepherd because we are the sheep and sometimes we get lost. We stray from God's word. In Luke 15:3-7, Jesus tells us in a parable why he is the good shepherd. He says, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he tells his friends and neighbors together, and he tells his friends and neighbors together, 'Rejoice with me, I found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents over the 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Jesus is always by our side, guiding us and protecting us."
We know the candy cane is shaped like a shepherd's staff, but when it's turned upside down, we see a J, the first letter of Jesus' name. In Matthew 1:20, we read, "An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do you not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The name Jesus means Savior in Greek and Hebrew.
God's word is sweetness to our ears. In Ephesians it says, "And you are also included in Christ when you hear the word of the gospel of your salvation, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." The candy canes, to remind us that through him we have received the gift of peace and salvation. The candy cane is also sweet to remind us that the greatest gift is God's son Jesus, who was born in a stable in Bethlehem and laid in a lonely manger, like in the song we heard a few minutes ago. The candy cane's hardness reminds us that Jesus is our firm foundation. Psalm 18:2 tells us, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge."
A candy cane is white. When we think of the color white, we think of purity. Jesus entered the world pure and holy. He is the Son of God, born of Virgin Mary. In Matthew 1:23, the Lord said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with the child and will give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. White reminds us of being clean without dirt or spots. And we are clean when Jesus frees us from the stains of our sins by dying on the cross for us. Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
The white candy cane always has stripes. The traditional candy cane has three smaller red stripes and one larger red stripe. The three smaller red stripes remind us of the whip that scourged Jesus when he was arrested at the Garden of Gethsemane and taken before Pilate. Isaiah 53:5 says, he is wounded for our transgressions, he is bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and in his stripes we are healed. Some people think the three smaller red stripes represent the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The larger red stripe represents the blood that Jesus shed on the cross on Calvary so we can live eternal life.
The peppermint flavor of the modern candy cane tastes similar to hyssop. In the Old Testament, hyssop was used for purifying and cleansing. In Psalms 51:7, David says, "You cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." During the Passover, Moses spoke to the people of Israel, "Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on top and on both sides of the door frame." By following Moses' directions, the angel of death passed by their doors, and the people were saved. The peppermint flavor on today's candy canes reminds us that Jesus has cleansed us from our sins and he has purified through the death on the cross, and he has saved us from the power of the devil and given us salvation.
Simple candy cane is not so simple anymore. Now that we have heard the story behind the candy cane, the shepherd or a Jace reminds us of Jesus, our good shepherd, and our savior. The white and red color reminds us of Jesus' sinless life and his death that gives us salvation. Looking at this candy cane, we are reminded of the sweetness and rock-solid strength of God's word. So the next time we hang a candy cane on our Christmas tree or stripe of the cellophane and taste the sweet peppermint, we will remember God's special gift to us at Christmas, the birth of our Savior Jesus, who was born in a humble stable, died for our sins, yet lives forever as our Lord and King.
Thank you.
Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
All right, didn't they do a good job? Great job, yeah. All right, I'm going to just take a brief bit of your time today, and we're going to go ahead and just share something. Good grief, it's Christmas. Anybody feel that way? Good grief, it's Christmas. It seems like we were just doing this the other day. Matter of fact, one of the things that I did in printing up the bulletins this week, I printed them up with the date of December 21st, 2013. So somewhere I lost a year here. And when I look at it, it was a crazy year to lose. I said, so many of us, as we look around, we dealt with a lot of things. But at times, one of my favorite things to watch, you know, if you're like me, you're from the generation where you couldn't just pull anything up on the, let's go even back further, the VCR. Anybody remember those things? Or it also wasn't one of those things that you could just go ahead now and just pull up on your phone and watch on Hulu. You can watch the whole Charlie Brown Christmas special. There were certain ones that I couldn't wait to see. One of those was Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Okay? One of those was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There was the obscure ones with Heat Miser and Cold Miser. You remember that one? Anybody remember that one? Okay. Frosty was the cartoon one, and I wish was not the cartoon one because I like the puppet things. They were the ones I couldn't wait to see. And there was always this one. This one, the Charlie Brown Christmas. There was something about that. I knew what was coming, but I had to watch it. And I would sit and I couldn't wait because some of that just got me prepared for Christmas. As a kid, it seemed like from Thanksgiving to Christmas took an eternity. And I couldn't wait. I remember begging my parents if I could open a gift here and there. I remember actually sneaking and finding gifts and opening them and putting them back, not the way they were put back together. But I did that. But here now, it just seems like time goes quicker and quicker and quicker. So I wanted to just take a couple brief minutes and go ahead and share some things with you. We started off with Charlie Brown sharing some information. He said, it's Christmas. It's a great time of year, but I just don't feel happy. I just don't feel good. I'm not excited. I know all this stuff. I like getting presents. I like candy canes. I like eating food and all that stuff. But I just don't know what it's about. I just don't connect here. And he dealt with that. And I think as I look around our world today, there's a lot of us who are like that, Christians and non-Christians alike. We just kind of plod through. How many of us today say, man, when this thing's over, I've got this to do, I've got that to do, I got to make sure, you're on the last names on your list, you're checking them off, and you're like, oh, some of you on Christmas Eve are going to go, oh, I forgot that one, and you're going to run out and you're going to get a gift card or something like that for somebody. And that works. Those things work, and they're great, but somehow we just feel stressed to the max. And so what I wanted to do, just very briefly, I know some of you are laughing who are here, but very briefly, I want to go ahead and I want to look at some of the people from the Charlie Brown Christmas special and how I see a lot of that in people today. The first one, let's get him over with, Snoopy. Okay? Snoopy. Now, there's something about Snoopy that we all kind of love, and I think one of those things is that Snoopy thinks Christmas is all about the gaudiness. Let's go ahead and have lights and tinsel, and he's going to make it look incredibly awesome because he wants to be the best house on the block. He wants everybody to look. Even if it's a doghouse, man, this is going to be the best one. It's going to be everything. Look, this is what it's about. And as we look at what Snoopy does here, we find out that Snoopy makes it all about one thing, Snoopy. He likes himself a lot. And he likes people to know that he likes himself a lot. And I don't know if you have any of these people in your lives, but anybody know people who are like, look at me. Here I am. It's me. It's about me. They will come to your house maybe at a Christmas gathering for work or something else, and they are the center of attention. That Christmas and everything is about them. About them and a focus about them. And there's a little bit of Snoopy, I think, in every one of us as we look at that. And then we have another one. Some of you relate a lot better to this one. Her name's Lucy. Lucy is all about perfection. Everything has to, you know, all hell could be breaking loose behind the scenes, but guess what? It's going to look well. Some of you are laughing because some of you have those people. You ever have those situations in your family where you're in the midst of this major battle, this major fight, or everything's going crazy, and then you put on your best and somebody comes to the door, you've just been yelling, you open the door, you go, "Hey, Merry Christmas!" And you put on the face. Or you just want everything to be perfect. In the show, Lucy is really strict about how everything needs to go, to the point where she tells Charlie Brown, "You can get the tree, but don't you dare mess it up." On top of that, what else does she do? On top of that, she's laying back on Schroeder's piano. And we have our own little Schroeder here in Wayne. He plays perfectly. And Schroeder's playing this great Beethoven, all this kind of stuff, and he's playing this. And she goes, "You know that Jingle Bells thing?" And he starts playing this whole kind of thing. And she's like, "No, like that Jingle Bells thing." And finally he goes, "Ding, ding, 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 ding." And she goes, "That's it!" And for some of you, you spend all your Christmas trying to please somebody who you can't please because they can't please themselves. Because there's something missing in their own life that they need perfection on the outside to make everything look good. And they also love to set us up for failure. Remember, she's the one who puts the football down and pulls it away. I think she was in the Eagles game yesterday. And then one of my favorite people in the whole Peanuts script that I think relates to all of us is this guy right here. And I'm just going to put him up on the screen. Pigpen. Pigpen. Pigpen's an interesting character because he's dirty. He's filthy. You don't carry that much cloud, you don't that much dirt and that cloud of dust around you. Number one, today his parents would have been turned in for neglect. And should be when your kid has a cloud of dust everywhere he goes. And on top of that, where are all these kids' parents? You can't understand them anyway. Want, 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 right? And what I look at in this is why I think we are a lot like Pigpen is this. And the verse was read right now, right up here. Because there are so many of us that are just filthy with sin. That we are just covered, that we have this dirt cloud that goes everywhere with us, that we've gone so far from where God intended for us, that this filth smoke just goes everywhere. And we're surrounded by it. Do you think Pigpen enjoyed that? I think he just kind of blocked it out. He blocked out the dirt cloud. And so did everybody else. And what I find a lot of times in our lives is that the church doesn't like to tell people that we're dirty. That we're dirty in our sin. We just kind of block it out and say, "Oh, that's the way they are." We don't like to tell people, "Hey, that depression cloud that's around you, it's affecting other people." If you were standing next to somebody like that, that cloud, you're going to end up coughing. If you're around people who are so depressed or people who are so steeped in everything far away from God and sin, guess what? It's going to affect you. It is going to affect you. And so my question is, why doesn't anybody tell Pigpen, get a bath? And why don't we as the church tell people, hey, exactly what it says in Isaiah 1 that they read here, 1:18. Come now, let's settle the matter. Somebody needs to say to Pigpen, come on, let's take care of this, dude. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. What somebody needs to say to Pigpen and to the Pigpens of our world is, dude, there's a lot that is messed up in your life. I know because I've got it too. But there is a child that was born to live and to die, and his name is Jesus. And he took away that sin. He took away that depression. And so you don't have to walk around in a cloud of dust everywhere you go. You can be made clean through Jesus Christ. Anybody awake? And ultimately, after Pigpen, we've got to look at this. The Charlie Brown Christmas tree. This is like the whole part of the deal. Lucy told him, don't you mess it up. And he comes back with a twig. A twig that you put a ball on and the whole thing starts to fall over. And I find it interesting. Here he takes this junky little evergreen that is dying because every time it's moved, the needles fall off of it. But Charlie Brown looked at all these immaculate trees and he saw this one thing that was disgusting, dying, falling apart. And the thing was, even as flawed as it was, Charlie Brown saw something special in it. It's the same with God and you. I'd say every single one of us is more like this in our spiritual journeys and more like this in life, that we've got stuff falling away from us. That we think that we're strong. We may put a shiny ball in there, but meanwhile, we feel like we're about ready to break. But yet, God sees something special in you. God sees something so incredibly special in you that he sent his son Jesus to be born, to suffer, to die. He was born to die for one reason. And that reason is simply this, that you matter to God. That you matter to God as much, if not more, than that little sprig mattered to Charlie Brown. He knew when he brought that back that he was going to have hell to pay from Lucy and the rest of them. And everybody gathered around it and was like, what in the world? You ruined everything, Charlie Brown. You ruined everything. And the same response was for people about Jesus. They expected him to be this leader that was going to go ahead and restore Israel. And he came and he suffered and he died. And they said, you ruined everything. We thought you were the one. And what he did, he died and he rose again and proved that he is the only one that can take away sin. And so, many of us hear that and have heard that. That's not a new message, unless you've been underneath a rock for years. But some of us have heard it but haven't internalized it and applied it to our lives. Some of us are still like Charlie Brown, who sees the value in this thing but doesn't really know what Christmas is about until Linus told him. Let's watch this video clip right now.
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
That's what Christmas is all about. As we conclude our service today, I want you to know that you matter to God. He cares for you deeply. He loves you so much that he was willing to give his son for you. I'm thrilled that you all came today. We're not going to close with a song today. I'll ask you to go ahead and please stand where you are as I give you a benediction. I want to remind you that this week, Christmas Eve, be here. We have two options, 6:30 and 8:30. If you can't make it here in person, go ahead and join us online, but we'd love to have you make it here for a great time together. And just, if you don't take anything away from here today, look at somebody next to you and say, you're a pig pen. All right? You're a Lucy. Tell them you're a Lucy. Tell them you're a Snoopy. And you're a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. But here you go. I got good news. I got good news. No matter what, you matter to God, and he loves you. If anybody wants to stay after today and pray, please feel free to do so. We'll be up here to do that. If not, have an awesome day. Get the rest of the stuff done you need to. But remember, Jesus is truly the reason for the season, and we need to celebrate him. High five, knuckle punch, hug somebody. Have a great week. See you on Christmas Eve. God bless.